This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts. It's
Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, baseball isn't boring. Yep, baseball isn't boring, and we have proof once again because real baseball games are about to be played. We're at the end of spring training, the very last bit of spring training. As I sit here, it is the last day of spring training. People are getting on planes. People are getting ready for opening day. The bunting is being put up. The flyovers are being planned, all of it. And I should note, heading into this season, it's going to be a great season, and a part of the reason it's going to be a great season because Baseball Isn't Boring is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. And, of course, we have Betting Isn't Boring every Friday with Jonathan Papelbon. We're going to have revisit his lock of opening day, which was, in case you missed it, White Sox over Astros. He's saying that the Astros are going to get seduced and sucked into the whole pomp and circumstance of opening day, getting the rings, getting the ceremony of winning the World Series. He knows a little bit about what's what when it comes to that. So, you know, there you go. Put your money down on the White Sox, according to Pap. All right, that's on Friday. We're going to revisit that. Betting isn't boring. But right now, we are going to celebrate a guy who deserves to be celebrated. This is the honor. This is the award that we are giving out here at Baseball Isn't Boring. Yes, the MVP of spring training. People will say, well, it doesn't matter. Spring training doesn't matter, so forth and so on. I don't care. We are going to give the MVP of spring training, and that is going to a guy who is joining us on the podcast, and that is Brave first baseman Matt Olson. Now, heading into the last spring training game, get a load of these numbers. It is absolutely crazy. He's hitting .432. A 1542 OPS, and eight home runs. It's crazy. I mean, eight home runs. So there really isn't anyone into consideration to spring training MVP other than Matt Olson of the Atlanta Braves. The next guy who has the most home runs is Mike Brousseau of the Milwaukee Brewers. Now, dude, does this matter with the regular season? I don't know. Who cares? We're about the here and the now. We're about what's happening. We're about honoring and respecting and enjoying the moment. And the moment right now for Matt Olson is, holy mackerel, what an unbelievable spring training you have. So, you know, that's what we do here. When we have a momentous occasion, when we have an honor to give, it's not just like we say it. We actually have the person on the podcast. All right. So, here, I'm going to give you Matt Olson. First of all, I want to remind everyone, subscribe, rate, review, listen. Thank you to everybody who's joined us throughout spring training. Thank you to everyone who has subscribed and listened throughout spring training. Go to @BBIsn'tBoring, Twitter account, Instagram account, all of it. Keep on doing that. But so we are going to have Matt Olson on in a second. Also, after Matt Olson, who we talk a lot about, what a difference a year makes, which I think is a pretty good conversation. Remember, March 16th last year was when he signed an 8-year, $168 million extension. He's with a new team, and he signs his extension, and you'll hear this. You'll hear him talk about the difference between then and now. There is a comfort level when it comes to signing these extensions. So after we talk to Matt, we're going to talk to his teammate, and that, of course, is Austin Riley, who also signed an extension. Well, you know, you play for the Braves, who doesn't sign an extension? He also signed an extension in August, and he talks a lot about what you do or how he feels compared to a year ago. Those two guys, I think, are not only on the same team, but they also have great perspectives on what a difference a year can make heading into this new year. But Matt Olson, obviously, like a really, really good example of this. Also, speaking of extensions, we should give you some news. Nico Hoerner of the Chicago Cubs, he is the latest to sign an extension, 3-year or agree to extension. 3 years, $35 million with the Cubs. He is going to be playing second base for the Cubs. My sleeper pick. But we'll get to all of that a little bit later. First, I want to give you the opportunity to listen to the guy who has been proclaimed by us at Baseballs and Boring as a spring training MVP. Okay, first off, you like baseball. Why isn't baseball boring? There's no wrong answers. We've had a million different answers to this, some long, some short, some weird, some not so weird.
I think it's not boring because I think it's probably one of the hardest sports skill-wise to go out there and do, and there's a level of appreciation when everything lines up right.
In the day, in this day of instant gratification like this, I think people are coming to appreciate that a little bit more, right?
Yeah, that's the wrong sport for instant gratification. You know, we play 162 for a reason, and sometimes that's not even enough to kind of revert to the mean for some guys. So that's why the best are the best, because they take the opportunity. But yeah, you play a long season for a reason.
Okay, so the question I have is, obviously, coming up on opening day, a year ago, like for every human being, we're different than a year ago. For the sport, we're different than a year ago. For you, looking back, what is different for you from a year ago?
Well, we obviously know as a sport, all the changes that are being made between pitch clock and bases, I don't think are a big issue. But for me personally, I think just being in a second year in a new place, last year, my first year in Atlanta, my second stop as far as organization-wise. So, you know, there are just some subtle things that you can only get used to by being there and living it and being with the team and the staff and in a new place. And kind of feel like with 1 year under the belt, it's a little more comfortable and relaxing.
So I remember talking to somebody, actually this is going way back, Carl Crawford had come to the Red Sox. And actually, I'm sorry, it was Torrey Hunter who went from the Twins to the Angels. And he said he had to have that moment where I think it was a grand slam or something, where it was like, okay, I feel like I'm a part of this organization, right? Like looking back, you come into a new organization and you feel, I'm doing everything, I get to know the guys, I know all the names. But was there a moment last year you felt, okay, I feel like I'm a Brave now?
You know, not one sticks out a crazy amount, but the first one that popped in my head is us clinching when we won the division.
So that long, I mean, that's all year.
I know, but you know, there's something to spending the whole year with the guys, and when you do something like that and win, and everybody's celebrating together, it's an incredible bonding moment. I definitely felt welcome from the start here, and the comfort gradually rose as the year went on, but
until you go through it, you don't know, right?
Yeah. There's a lot that went on last year, and sometimes you have to kind of stop to actually be able to reflect back on it, which I was able to do in the off season. But for me, the moment of us jumping around in the middle of the Miami field after we clinched, it's like, all right, we just grinded it out all year. We had a tough division race too, and it was a cool moment, one to cheer.
I guess what I'm saying, like, with extensions, with contract stuff, with playing stuff, with being in the air, like, you must feel like going to this opening day, it must be like,
completely different.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah, you know, it's, especially last year with stuff as far as shortened spring.
Oh, it's a lockout. We forgot there's a lockout, right?
Lockout, 3 week spring training. I was, you know, fortunate enough to get a long term deal. Being at a new team, new coaches, new guys, new facilities, figure out, you know, the littlest things like where do I go to find the cages, or, you know, who do I ask to get a belt, or, you know, it's just a bunch of little things that, you know, when you're with the team for 10 years, you already know all these answers and just stuff you take for granted. And it just makes a transition a little harder. But like I said, the guys were so welcoming from the start. They helped me along the way.
Other than having to rush through at-bats, you must look forward to the season more than probably maybe any, because of all the things that you mentioned, right? I mean, I don't know how what's going to happen. Like, I assume the Braves are going to be good. I assume you're going to be good. But like, just like you said, you settled, you're here. And other than having to be ready for 8 seconds on the clock, it seems like it's going to be, like, you're probably in a good spot, right?
Yeah, you know, I sure hope so. And the best part of it all is we got a damn good team here. You know, top to bottom, lineup 1 through 9, starting pitching, bullpen, staff. You know, it's pretty impressive things we have going on. And I think we just go out and play our game. We'll be in a good spot at the end.
The last thing, your GM was on our podcast, and he said a very controversial thing. He likes ketchup-flavored potato chips. So every GM that's come on the podcast, I ask him the question. And obviously, you know, like, this is a Canada thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever had them?
I've never had them. I'm aware that's a Canada deal, but I can't say I've ventured into
okay,
them.
Okay, so
nor
you
do I know would I.
And you couldn't weigh in on it one way or the other.
No,
and you don't want to get into your bad grace to the GM.
I don't know if I'm going to try it either.
All right, but thank you so much. Yeah, appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right. Great stuff. Great stuff from Matt. We appreciate him swinging by the Baseballs and Boring Studios. Now, I want to get to his teammate, Austin Riley. Austin Riley, obviously, another core part of that group, a core part of the Atlanta Braves. Another one of these guys who signed these extension, Alex Anthopoulos. If you want to go back and listen to that podcast, you should. Alex Anthopoulos talks all about the art of signing an extension, right? So the art of signing an extension, and we talked to other GMs about it this spring. Mike Hazen, Jerry DePoto. Obviously, DePoto did it with Julio Rodriguez. Mike Hazen did it with Corbin Carroll. But Alex Anthopoulos is the guy we keep mentioning every time we mention these extensions. So one of these other guys, one of these other stars, one of these other pieces of the foundation is Austin Riley. So I hope you enjoyed the Matt Olson conversation. Now, same sort of deal with Austin Riley. What a difference a year makes. Subscribe, rate, review, listen, the whole ball of wax. Here we go. We're coming up on opening day. I'm going to leave you with this conversation with Austin Riley. The question that if there's no wrong answers to, no wrong answers. Yeah. There's been long ones. We had GMs answer it,
okay.
Players answer it, executives, everybody. Why isn't baseball boring? Maybe I don't want to put words in your mouth. Maybe you do think it's occasionally boring, but why isn't baseball boring?
Is it boring?
Isn't, yes.
Isn't boring.
That's very, very key. Kenley Jansen asked the same question the other day. Yeah.
You know, I think it's, you know, like any other sport, just like the attention to detail of everything that goes on, from you know, just like making sure you're in the right position, to knowing the counts, to you know, there's the list kind of goes on and on as far as like the little things of attention to detail. To me, that's why I don't think it's boring. It's like, and it's a game of failure, and you're trying to be as perfect as possible, and there is no perfect in baseball, but that's what we're trying to strive to be. And to me, that's why I love the game, and why I, you know, play it, and why I picked it up. It's just, you know, I play football, I play basketball, and I feel like there's only so many things you can do in those sports, and in baseball, it's like there's an endless amount of things that you can do to improve and get better on, and so that's why I think.
So what you described is exactly opposite of what this demographic wants, which is it's hard and you have to pay attention to detail. But we're getting there, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like I said, that to me, that's for us. That's for us players to try to figure out, and the fans are supposed to be there to see homers, to see strikeouts, see runs scored, quicker games.
Just pay a little attention. That's all.
That to me, that's it. That's like the very small things of why you can lose a ball game by one run is pretty cool to me, and it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, you got to pick the sport that you enjoy and love, and this is for me. This is it.
So I just asked Matt Olson this about a year ago. Okay. Like a year ago, your life, everyone's life is different, right? Right. I mean, baseball, baseball life is different because we're coming out of a lockout and everyone's rushing to get through spring training.
Yeah.
But your life is different. I mean, you have an extension, you have, you know, a different spot in the game and everything. How is, looking back for you, how does it feel? Now, I'm giving you the opportunity to reflect. We don't always get that opportunity. But how does it feel like a year compared to a year ago?
You know, I think it's just, you know, I've learned a lot about myself and you know, what works for me. And you know, I didn't like the way statistically and performance how I finished last year. So it was like the offseason, I got to dissect that and try to fine-tune that. And you know, it is different in the sense of, you know, the security of knowing that I'm going to be here, but you know, it's kind of the same goal of winning a World Series, and that's what we're going after. So you know, for me, it's just trying to be the best version of myself.
Does it feel different? Does it feel different? Like you said, the security of it all.
I think so, from a standpoint of just, you know, knowing my family's taken care of. But I think personally, it's like now I have goals that I have to play up to that standard, and you know, I love that. I love setting the bar high and trying to chase that those goals. So yeah.
Was there a moment, you talk about this offseason of trying to like hit the ground running? Was there a moment? Typically, it's happened. Maybe happens in the season, but maybe it happened this offseason. We're like, or maybe it was even in the spring training. We're like, okay, here we go. Now we're on the trolley. Let's go.
No, I think it's just more of like, I felt like towards the end of last year, my routine was a little thrown off. So that's what I worked on big this offseason, is just getting what works for me in the cage, especially. And sticking to that, even when things aren't going well, continue to stick with that. I think that's what the guys that are so great do. I've gotten to watch Freddie, Ronald. They pretty much have the same routine, and they're not shying away from it because they know it works for them. It's like I said, it's a game of failure, and you know you're going to go through those struggles. It's how you deal with those. So I think that's been the biggest thing.
Last thing, I asked your GM this, very controversial. And I asked it, ever since he answered, I've asked every GM that's come on, ketchup-flavored potato chips.
Ketchup-flavored potato chips?
Yeah, exactly. So your agent, Alex.
Yeah.
He was on the podcast. I've known Alex for a little bit.
Okay.
And I know that he's Canadian, and I know that, like, this is a thing. And now the look on your face suggests that you've never had ketchup-flavored potato chips.
I have not.
I'm trying to find someone else besides your GM who actually likes these.
I have not. I didn't even know they existed.
All right.
So I may have to talk to him and get my hands on them.
All right. We'll get that done. All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!